Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, the pensions mess dominates the papers today. The Irish Independent: civil servants will have to return all money after pension overpayments. These are civil servants who unwittingly received overpayments to their pension pots will be forced to repay all the extra money to the state. And pretty much every minister has been among those affected by the error. And all money that has been owed will be fully recouped, is what Minister Jack Chambers is saying. That's also front of the Irish Daily Mail. Pensions blunder will cost ministers up to €30,000. These are ministers past and present are going to have to fork out up to €30,000 after being overpaid in their pensions. It's been described in the papers as a clerical blunder. And that's also the front of the Irish Times. Ministers may owe thousands due to pensions errors. And the sums that will need to be recouped range from hundreds of euro to just over €30,000. So that's a nervous time for some of the people who owe the money. Not their fault, but the state says we want that money back. Also on the front of the Irish Times, undercover Gardaí supplied guns and ammunition to Carloman Evan Fitzgerald, who was then charged with possession of the firearms. This is what an Oireachtas committee has heard. And while awaiting trial on the firearms charges, Mr. Fitzgerald stole another weapon from a neighbour and fired shots in a Carlow shopping centre before turning the gun on himself. This all happened at an Oireachtas Justice Committee yesterday, where Garda Commissioner Drew Harris was questioned about Mr. Fitzgerald's case by Labour TD Alan Kelly and later by Senator Michael McDougall. Expect to hear a lot more about that story. Irish Examiner on the front page: abuse allegations against the Catholic Church spiked by more than 50% in Ireland last year. 385 abuse allegations were made last year, up from 252 the previous year. And it's a rise in historical abuse allegations, which has been linked to last year's scoping inquiry into historical sex abuse in day and boarding schools run by religious orders. And as always happens, when it's out there in the media, more people come forward to seek help and with allegations. What's going on in LA is also on the front of a number of the front pages. The Irish Daily Star: Los Angeles is the headline. A 90-year-old Irish priest has told how he took to the streets during violent riots in LA to stand with immigrant families. That's Father Peter O'Reilly. He's also on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror: In God We Trust. Father Peter O'Reilly demonstrated against the ICE crackdown on illegals ordered by US President Donald Trump. And he says these were hard-working, family-oriented people. So he took a stand over the actions by Donald Trump. Elsewhere inside the paper is a bit of a headache for People Before Profit. 15 members of the party have dramatically quit. The Sun tells us that the group of 15 have blasted People Before Profit for engaging in student moralism and performative politics. They also hit out at the bosses of People Before Profit, the likes of your Paul Murphy's, for debating going into government with Sinn Féin. I suppose the highest profile of the 15 to leave is Councillor Madeleine Johansson, who left along with 14 other members of the party. They say that the party has moved right on the question of entering government. They lost touch with some of their pre-established working class base. Irish Independent has an interview with Frances Black. And we're still wondering who wants to be President of Ireland. She has said again in this interview she's 98% sure she won't run for presidency. Now, she said that with Anton Savage here on News Talk a few weekends ago. But she's still holding out that 2% because people are coming up to her. And she says that she has a responsibility to hold on to that 2% uncertainty, but she's 98% sure that she won't run for president. But she also reveals in this interview that she hasn't had any conversations with any parties on the left since February. So there's all this talk about her being courted for the role, but she says that initially the parties came to her in February and there have been no conversations since. So we still don't know who wants to be president of our country. Also staying with the Irish Independent, RTE has rats. There's a spate of pest problems in RTE. Rats and mice have been spotted in the creche. in the main canteen, in the wardrobe department and on the Fair City set. And they've spent a lot of money trying to solve this problem over recent years. And indeed, in last year, they spent €5,400 on checks and inspections to try and address the rodents in RTE. Big report in the Irish Independent about that. I hope there's no rats in Lidl, because the Lidl store on Fair City in Carrickstown opened last night to great fanfare. So I'm sure there won't be any in that particular store. A couple of final stories for you. Ed Sheeran all over the papers. In case you didn't hear, Ed Sheeran calls himself culturally Irish. He was on Louis Theroux's podcast. The Mail tells us with tunes like Galway Girl and an ode to his granny Nancy Mulligan, Ed Sheeran clearly has a bit of a graw for Ireland. Now he says he identifies as culturally Irish. Despite growing up in Ipswich in England, he has a large Irish family because of his Irish grandparents, and he calls himself culturally Irish. We have a new seatbelt coming out, and this is the biggest revolution for seatbelts since 1959, apparently. Times of London says a super seatbelt will use real-time data and adapt to traffic conditions as well as the person wearing it. The seatbelt will constantly monitor the data as well as your height, weight and posture, and it will protect drivers and passengers in major crashes while preventing injury in minor scrapes. The science is done by Volvo, the Swedish car maker. They were responsible for the original seatbelt back in the day in 1959, and now they're developing this new super seatbelt, which will be in Volvos later this year. And a final story, if you're heading to Mallorca this summer, it's in the Telegraph. You are being warned it's going to be very hard to get a sunbed in Mallorca because the Spanish island has removed 1,700 sunbeds from beaches around Palma. It comes after pressure from locals. Locals say there's nowhere to put out your towels on the beaches in Palma because they're selling all these sunbeds every day. So now they've got rid of the sunbeds. Similar rules were put in place on the Costa Blanca last year as well. And sunbeds are being confiscated if they're on the beach before 9:30 in the morning. So Playa de Palma will have 6,000 loungers reduced to 4,400. So there will still be sunbeds there, but not as many as normal. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.